May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today is the first Sunday after the Epiphany, and is the day we celebrate the feast of the baptism of our Lord. In spirit of full disclosure, I must tell you that the sacrament of baptism is one of my favorite services in the life of the church. Because not only are we sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever, but it connects us in a spiritual way with each other. Through baptism, we are claimed as children of God, members of Christ's body, the church, and inheritors of the kingdom of God. As I reflect on the hundreds of baptisms I have witnessed in my lifetime, I can't help but get goosebumps. And I have them now. As I look out today, I am reminded of the baptisms of adults, youth, and children of this parish. I remember the excitement of the families, their friends, our priests, the congregation, and of the acolytes serving. In fact, some of my favorite memories are those infants I witnessed being baptized who are now serving as acolytes today at St. Francis. Yes, as witnesses to these baptisms, we take our vow seriously to support each person in their life in Christ. And for me, personally, nothing says I care more about you than asking you to become an acolyte at St. Francis and to teach you. Right about now, I would imagine many of you are reflecting on your own personal experience with baptism. While some of you may vividly remember your baptism, many of you, like me, were baptized as infants. Our parents wanted us to be baptized so we could, as it says in our prayer book, share citizenship in the covenant, membership in Christ, and redemption by God. They promised on our behalf that we would be brought up within the church to know Christ and to follow him. It is the cycle of life and something we are asked to carry forward as parents, godparents, and witnesses. Therefore, two of the most significant days of the year for me are August 11th and April 2nd, the days my son and daughter were baptized. Both of them were less than a month old at the time, and I remember those days as if they were yesterday. Our son, uncharacteristically, was quiet that day. And our daughter, uncharacteristically, cried throughout the entire service. It was as if our son was filled with the peace and calm of the Lord, and as if baptism truly awoke our daughter's soul. In fact, she was baptized at the long Easter Vigil service that year, and I had the honor and privilege of reading the long creation story from Genesis. As I read, her crying suddenly became like a special song to me. It is one of the reasons I am always drawn to baptisms at the Easter Vigil service and why I still volunteer for the Genesis reading. Yes, holy baptism is special, and I know I'm not alone in my excitement and awe for it. Baptism is an invitation to say yes to God. As we know through personal experiences, through the teachings in our prayer book, and as we see in today's gospel, baptism is full initiation by water and the Holy Spirit into Christ's body, the church. The bond which God establishes in baptism is indissoluble. In Matthew's gospel, we first see Jesus as an adult today, as he travels from Galilee to the Jordan River and asks John the Baptist to baptize him. Why would he do that? Even John is perplexed and states the obvious when he says, I need to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me? That's what happens when we try to interpret Jesus' statements from a human perspective. As we read the scriptures, and especially today's gospel, it's important for us to put our Jesus goggles on and take a fresh look at Jesus' words and actions. As the Franciscan priest Richard Rohr said, even more than telling us exactly what to see in the scriptures, Jesus taught us how to see, what to emphasize, and also what could be de-emphasized or even ignored. He was a man of the Spirit. Just watch him and watch how he does it. As always is the case, Jesus models how he wants us to act and what to focus on. When John protests about baptizing Jesus, Jesus responds by telling him, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. This is the first sentence Jesus speaks in Matthew's gospel. And Jesus not only demonstrates his authority, but more importantly, he demonstrates his obedience to God the Father. In the context of this passage, scholars affirm that the word righteousness means doing the revealed will of God. From the get-go, Jesus is obedient to God, even when others question his actions, as in today's gospel. Obedience to God is a discipline and choice Jesus unequivocally makes from his first words to his dying on the cross. The use of the word fulfill in today's passage simply means to do, to perform, and underscores the necessity for both Jesus and John to do God's will, which in today's gospel includes the baptism of Jesus. By using the word us in his first recorded sentence, not only is John linked as Jesus' partner in following God and being obedient to God's will, but all who say yes to God are forever linked to Jesus and to God's kingdom. Scholars note that the Jews baptized converts into their faith, but did not baptize other Jews. No Jew would ever conceive that he, a member of the chosen people, a son of Abraham, assured of God's salvation, could ever need baptism. According to this long-accepted tradition of thinking, Jesus did not have to be baptized. However, he did it for us. By submitting to baptism as a fulfillment of God's righteousness, Jesus demonstrates solidarity with sinners, solidarity with us. Standing together with those who often feel unworthy of God's love and grace is a selfless act that is clearly portrayed in this gospel lesson and throughout Jesus' ministry. Jesus was baptized for us, and in so doing, calls us to holy baptism. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. John the Baptist accurately predicted that while he baptized with water, there was one more powerful than he was who would baptize by the Holy Spirit. John's baptism of Jesus by water suddenly takes on new meaning when the Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus and God proclaims that Jesus is his Son. The Holy Trinity is present at the baptism of Jesus, just as it is in the baptism of God's children, of us. The sacrament of baptism is an outward sign of an inward grace. The outward and visible sign is water, in which each person is baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. As it says in our prayer book, the inward spiritual grace in baptism is union with Christ in his death and resurrection, birth into God's family, the church, forgiveness of sins, and new life in the Holy Spirit. Jesus' baptism demonstrated obedience to God and receiving the Spirit, and so it is with us. As we see in the gospel, baptism is not meant to be a private or solitary event. It is meant to be shared publicly in the midst of the community of believers. God reveals Jesus as his Son. The words of God, "My Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased," reflect the first servant song of the first verse of today's Old Testament lesson from Isaiah. Christ as servant is how Jesus lives out his ministry, his mission. Immediately after the baptism of Jesus in Matthew's gospel, Jesus is tempted for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness by Satan. Through his baptism and the presence of the Trinity, Jesus is equipped to meet any and every challenge, as are we, which is an integral part of God's plan and his will for us. Jesus calls each one of us to serve others through him and to face life's challenges as true believers. Once baptized, we are called to build and share God's kingdom here on earth. It is important to note that Matthew begins the story of Jesus' ministry with his baptism and ends with Jesus' great commission, in which he tells us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Baptism is an integral part of our faith and our relationship with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. In a few moments, as a congregation, we will renew our baptismal vows, in which we will renounce Satan, repent of our sins, and affirm our acceptance of Jesus as our Lord and Savior. As we renew our vows, let us be mindful of every baptism we have witnessed and of our own baptism, whether in the past or future, and know and trust that God is saying, "This is my Son, this is my daughter, with whom I am well pleased." Amen.